I ran down to see the speaker and had a drink with Carl Albert, talked to him a little bit about the farm bill, and they all screwed up. They say they got to try the food stamp plan first, but they're going to make a survey tomorrow and talk about it. And we just visited, and I gave them a little medal that I had. And I thought maybe in the morning, if you have time, it might be a good thing for you to go down and follow through on it and try to take a kind of an independent, objective look without being in on it and see if they can get the food stamp and kind of help direct them on polling of it. And you can't get much judgments out of Cooley. Yeah, and I wouldn't rely on him much, but right. If I were you, I'd take a little separate approach to it and maybe do it after our meeting.
Well, I had told Albert that and the speaker both that I'd like to meet with him tomorrow morning after breakfast. And this check so far that I have from the agriculture on this thing is just not, you know, just...
Well, I don't think, you know, I don't think they have any idea what it is. My judgment is that what we got to do, I want to put everything we got behind civil rights until it's over, and I want to put everything we got behind agriculture until it's over there, because we're running ahead in Iowa and North Dakota and some of these places, and I think if we just give them a little bit of a lift, that we got some chance, not much, but little chance to hold a few farm states. And I want to do everything I can. If you think I ought to see some chairman, if you think I ought to... I've told them what we're going to do in poverty, what we're going to do in civil rights for Northern Democrats, what we're going to do for housing, what we're going to do for urban renewal, what we'll do for any one of them that needs to be done. I think you and Ken better get on that letter and let me sign it tomorrow to these Northern Democrats, because I had a round with Stevenson this afternoon. I told him I wasn't going to write that guy, Bingham, and I told him that I couldn't have Secretary of State write him, but he'd have to write him.
Yeah, that was then good judgment.
So,
I talked to Charlie Buckley today.
Well, did you tell him what we were, that we weren't going to play with the fella?
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. He was pulled off on Bingham and all that sort of thing.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd be pulled off on him too if I was a congressman and running out there and have somebody come out of the United Nations and run against me.
But
I didn't appoint him, and I didn't fire him, and I didn't accept his resignation. I just turned it all over to Adelaide. Now, I told them that we'd take Tony Akers in his place because they want some place for him. And he said that he didn't think that Tony was smart enough, Adlai. So you might be thinking of some fellow that we've got to take care of if Tony doesn't take it. That
He's
Kennedy
right
was...
about Tony.
Huh?
He's right about Tony.
Well, I don't think you have to be too smart to be on that delegation.
Yeah.
But I don't want him, down here as my assistant.
No. I gotcha.
Okay, give your wife my love, and
I will.
Tell her that I think that next to me she's got a pretty good man.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right.